Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Can it be 16 seasons since Dean Smith was last the Carolina basketball coach? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The early beginnings aside, this is the week Dean Smith used to love, when October 15th was the official start of college basketball practice. It was when Smith, the PhD of the hardwood, could begin his classes in late afternoon and for at least a month was not interrupted with anything silly like games against other teams. The Tar Heels were his for 2 hours daily, and he molded them into winners. 3 years of speculation during the Bill Guthridge era, 3 years of madness under Matt Daugherty, and 10 years of old Roy being back to try to duplicate what his old boss taught him as a player and assistant coach still cannot dull the memories that the Dean created with unique style and curious personality. His teams led the nation in scoring, yet he was best known for a slowdown called the Four Corners. He always told the truth, but never said everything he was thinking. Against his wishes and every fiber in his body, Smith became a worldwide figure when teaching basketball in an empty gym was his absolute favorite thing. He deflected all the credit to his players and never blamed them in public. Yet when they did not play hard enough or made unthinking mistakes, they knew they faced one hell of a week behind the curtains that privatized both Carmichael Auditorium and the Smith Center. Compassionate on a personal level, he was a demanding disciplinarian and toughest on those, including referees, who did not try as hard as they could to get it right. Roy Williams is the current caretaker of Carolina basketball, and Frank McGuire first put the Tar Heels on the map. But the Dean Smith era was unto its own, as he created a monster of a program and in turn something called ACC basketball that was built by the gauntlet he laid down while the world of television began tuning in. He wasn't folksy like Lefty Dozell or fiery like Norm Sloan or explosive like Mike Krzyzewski, yet he moved millions to emote. When Smith raised those four fingers and his point guard, whether Larry Brown, Dick Grubauer, Phil Ford, or Jimmy Black, mimicked his coach, the tiny gym, bigger basketball arena, or giant dome stadium stirred with an unmistakable emotion that I can still feel today as I say it. This was your week, coach, to begin anew, and those of us lucky enough to watch you do it will never forget. This is Archansky. See ya.